And now,
ow, what's occurring?
A brand new week of ow starts now. Sabina's still on. Hiya.
Hi.
Did you enjoy our World Cup party on Friday?
Yes, it was lots of fun, thank you.
It was. Did your friends enjoy it?
Yeah, they did. It was really cool.
Did you watch much of the football?
Yeah, we watched all of it.
How bored were you on a scale between one being not bored at all, 10 being super bored?
9.5. Well, they enjoyed it, but I spent most of the time kind of looking at the chandelier and nearly falling asleep, but they were cheering England on, so I couldn't fall asleep at all.
Well, it was nice to meet you on Friday.
You should have snuck out with me and Scott.
You should have just snuck out like we did.
No.
It was nice to meet you anyway.
Thank you, you too.
And thank you for our little present. That was amazing. Thank
you. Right, let's play the game. Got some situations for you. Just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sabina, you know Gary Pounder?
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you don't know him. He works here.
Oh.
He works at Radio 1.
Oh, okay.
He's the one that does the shutterbug dance for Zane Lowe.
Oh.
Yeah?
Cool.
Do you think, not that you know him, but do you think that Pounder likes a sing-along?
Yes.
Do you think he'd be the kind of person that, let's say, if someone rang him and then put him on hold, would he sing along to the on-hold music?
Yes.
Have you done that before?
No. Although I don't often get put on hold.
Okay.
I don't do anything.
Fair enough. I do actually sing along if it's a good song.
It also depends how long you've been on hold for.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if you've been on for like an hour, you're just like,
you forget you're on hold and then it's just music and it's just there.
If it's classical music, then you can't really sing along.
Exactly.
Calm. And sometimes it is, actually. Anyway, I called up Gary Pounder from our office earlier and I put him on hold. Would he sing along to the hold music? I need a simple yes or no.
Yes.
Sabina says yes. Becky.
No. Just to be different?
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is Gary Pounder from our office, but will he sing along when I put him on hold?
Hello?
Mr. Pounder?
Yes.
Oh, TV's Noel Edmonds here.
Hello?
Could you hold for a second?
Hello?
Please hold.
Just a small town girl
living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Mr. Pounder?
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I've got the wrong number.
Okay.
Hello, thank you. That was that. See?
Oh, I love Gary.
Pounder singing along there?
Uh-huh.
The man with the best surname in the world. So, Sabina gets the point. Woo!
Ow! What's occurring?
Next one. You know that volcano? Yeah, go on.
I was just, what were you going to say to him? Why was Noel Edmonds ringing him in the first? There's so many questions unanswered by that, Ol.
Sorry.
And I love the way Noel Edmonds rang him and he didn't bat an eyelid.
No.
Oh, yep, sure, Noel, yep. Oh,
hi, Noel, yep. You know the volcano that caused all that trouble a while ago off of Iceland?
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
The Icelandic one.
Yeah.
Galactopuraku?
No. Can you remember the name of it, Sabina?
I've got the faintest idea. But it did stop from going back to school for 3 days.
Oh,
where were you stuck?
I was in Germany on holiday.
Oh, and you couldn't get back?
No. It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the actual name of the volcano is quite hard to pronounce. All sorts of reporters on TV having a nightmare with it. But there was a documentary on TV about that volcano the other day, and obviously they would have to say the name of it. My question to you on this situation in Oh, What's Occurring? How many times did they say the name of that volcano on this documentary about the volcano in Iceland, Becky?
25.
Sabina?
18.
Let's find out. Here they are saying that hard to pronounce volcano on a documentary about it.
And this volcano, Eyjafjallajökull, is just the beginning. Eyjafjallajökull. Each time Eyjafjallajökull has erupted over the past 1,000 years.
Eyjafjallajökull.
Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. The Eyjafjallajökull volcano erupted. The Eyjafjallajökull dust cloud. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull. Eyjafjallajökull.
Eyjafjallajökull dust.
Eyjafjallajökull. The eruption of Eyjafjallajökull. 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 Eyjafjallajökull is still smoking.
Whoa, 19 Eyjafjallajökulls. Yes!
Yay!
Sabina gets another point. You are unstoppable on this game.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Jonah Hill? He was on earlier.
Yeah, he was.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
Do you think he is the kind of guy that might spend an evening in a cocktail bar? Would he be drinking the cocktails? Do you think he's, like, sophisticated in that?
Well, you said earlier that he went to String Fellows.
He did say that.
Yeah.
I'm not aware. Yes. I don't know what they drink in Stringfellows. I don't know what the drink of choice is, really. Oh. Cocktail of choice is. It's all fine.
Oh, good.
Gloss over it. Okay. What do they drink in Stringies? You've been there.
Yeah, I think it was cocktails, actually, at the time, yeah.
Classy.
So expensive we left.
Okay, so I asked Jonah Hill to name as many cocktails as he could in 30 seconds. How many did he get, Sabina?
Five. Or six.
Which one are you going?
Seven.
What the? Seven now.
Seven, yes.
Okay, Becky?
Eight.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Jonah Hill off of Films. Name some cocktails, isn't it?
Screwdriver, Sex on the Beach, Grasshopper, Long Island Iced Tea, Jack and Coke, Manhattan, Metropolitan, Cosmopolitan, Martini, Mojito, Daiquiri, Strawberry Daiquiri, Wine, The Stranger, The Salvadorian tea bag, the Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Now, cool. I am not sure about some of those.
16.
16, but you can't have...
Wine.
Wine is not
Why
a cocktail.
Not?
No. Or I think we should look this one up, because I don't think this exists either.
The Stranger.
No.
The Stranger cocktail?
Never heard of that.
The Salvadorian tea bag.
Never heard of that. And this is not one either.
The Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No.
No.
Any news about cocktails there?
The Salvadorian one isn't a one.
No. The Stranger?
Sarah Michelle Gellar just comes out with Buffy.
No. Wine? No.
Wine. Jack and Coke? That's
no,
just a drink.
That's a drink. Okay, so what were you saying?
Less than 16, but just enough so that I win.
Yeah, you get that point, but Sabina wins today's Oat What's Occurring.
Yeah,
are you bored yet?
No.
Okay.
Your fan page is probably taken off on Facebook.
I have some bad news.
Oh no.
I can't come on Wednesday.
But why?
I can come on tomorrow, but not Wednesday.
What's happening on Wednesday?
I'm getting my braces off.
Yay! That's a good enough excuse.
That is fair enough.
Yay.
Do you want to come on tomorrow, or are you just bored of the whole thing?
Yeah, I want to come on tomorrow. Yes, please.
We thought we weren't going to be on here on Wednesday for a while because no one would be listening because they were watching the football. We decided to come in anyway.
Okay, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow and we'll take it from there.
Yes.
All right, I'll speak to you then.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's a curry?
You think that's slightly presumptuous of her assuming that she's going to beat me again tomorrow?
It is a bit, isn't it?
This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.